Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jay Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join the show. Give us a call. Send in a text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Edelon has ruined. Just a reminder to download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps, and then you can listen to all the shows all across the network, including Todd Alba, who comes up from noon to 2, followed by Maggie Dawn, 2 to 4 p.m. all across the network. Download the Civic Media app. It's free. It's fabulous. And you can text and call directly from the app to whatever show that you're listening to.
So simple.
Yeah, it is. It's very simple. I wanted to talk about shrinkflation.
Okay. And
this is something I think we all have certainly been noticing. We've all talked about the high prices of food and how things seem to be getting smaller. In fact, Cookie Monster posted taking a stand against shrinkflation. Yes, Cookie, the big C. The big C has come out against shrinkflation because his cookies are getting smaller.
Who is that going to anger? Because I feel like that will anger somebody. I feel like the last time Elmo just asked people how they were doing and the world lost their mind. So is the Cookie Monster a secret agent for liberal agendas and or conservative agendas?
Hasn't Sesame Street always been a liberal agenda?
True.
Educating our children.
Accepting.
Teaching them how to read and things and the alphabet. And that's so subversive.
Yeah.
But I would love to hear from you about what have you noticed that really made you sit up and go, wow, this is nothing like it was even last year at this time. And I bring this up. Producer Anya and I met for coffee a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
At a local, I believe it's a locally based coffee chain. And I ordered a vanilla latte and a ham and Swiss croissant. And I've ordered from this place many times and it's always been lovely and whatever. Mm-hmm. It's about $8 for that ham and Swiss croissant.
Yeah.
When I got it and took it out of the wrapper, I felt like, honey, I shrunk the bakery. It was this eensy beensy. Seriously, that was the most adorable little baby croissant I've ever seen in my entire life. It was like a third of what it used to be. Easily.
Yeah.
Easily a third smaller.
I mean, that's not surprising. We got these cookies at home and the package. If you held the package in your hand, they used to fill the entire package. And now you can like almost a third of its air.
A third of it.
Yeah. They've made it. They've shrunk their cookies, I think. Because I when you buy a bag of chips, half of its air, like everything's getting smaller and more expensive.
And more expensive. Because we're stuck.
Yeah.
Right? We're stuck. And I think they learned, companies, especially big corporations, learned during the pandemic when things were scarce. And remember, this was 4 years ago, around this time, when grocery store shelves were empty. We had refrigerated trucks acting as morgues in New York City because the death rate was climbing so quickly.
My goodness.
Corporations learned that they want it badly enough, they'll pay for it.
Yeah. I mean, that is honestly true. And I don't want to say it's on us, but we went and spent. It was very weird because in a time when no one was working, and I don't want to get into the whole nobody works thing, I just felt like including myself, I'm like, I'm spending a lot of money and I am not working right now. So what am I doing? And with cost of living, cost of products, inflation, and you're right. They know we'll pay for it.
Oh,
They never have a reason to lower their price again, which we've talked about before on the show.
I think we all accepted it when we were learning more about supply chains and the disruption of global supply chains and what that meant for us as consumers. And it's like, okay, fine. I understand that. So in the interim, you know, we'll pay out a little bit more until things get smoothed out. We're in this together. Well, things have smoothed out and those prices haven't come down.
Not at all.
And I don't think they will.
No.
And this isn't on President Biden.
This wouldn't be on President Trump.
It wouldn't.
It wouldn't be on President
Calvin.
President. Oh, wow. Coolidge?
Sure. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What has been your experience with shrinkflation? What did you buy that you really took a look at and went, wow, this is much smaller than it used to be? Jack from Merrimack is joining us on the line. Good morning, Jack. Thanks for calling in. What do you want to say?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I have been whining about this to my wife for literally years. This is not the first time this has happened. Recently found, when stuff goes on sale, I usually buy it. And sometimes if it's something like juice, I'll put it in the freezer and let it thaw and use it later.
Sure.
Well, I pulled out something that I bought a little over a year ago. It was a juice container, and it was 59 ounces. I looked at a recent one at the store, same brand, same juice, 48 ounces.
Oh yeah,
and yeah. The price is not the same. But like I say, this has been going on for years. Everything, not just the 59 ounce stuff, but almost all liquids used to be very standard volumes: a quart, a half gallon, a gallon. Now you got 48 ounces instead of a half gallon. As far as I know, the quart size hasn't been gone down, but the prices per ounce still are very high for a quart compared with the slightly larger size. The same thing's happened with ice cream. You used to be able to buy ice cream in half-gallon tubs. By the way, half-gallon is 64 fluid ounces. Now it's 48 fluid ounces. Same basic thing. The corporations are doing this not because of their costs going up. They're doing it because they can.
Oh, yeah.
Corporate profits, record highs.
Oh, absolutely.
Wonder why. One other thing I want to say in terms of inflation, I buy three or four times a year, I buy several 12 packs of soda for various events. Well, you used to be able to, and we're talking maybe a year ago, used to be able to buy it on sale, $2.99 for a 12 pack for major brands,
yep.
Pepsi, Coke, that sort of thing. Now they're on quote unquote sale for $5.99 or $6.99. Excuse me, soda is pretty much water, and I don't think the price of water has more than doubled in the last year. And not that I've checked around here. The point is, and this is what the Business Insider and Wall Street Journal have both stated. This is not associated, as you pointed out, with any particular administration. This is businesses doing it because they can. And according to those two sources, roughly 2/3 of the so-called inflation is caused by corporate price gouging.
Yeah, it's greed. It's greed, Jack. And I applaud you for looking that closely at the ounces, because I don't think most people do that.
No.
And that's one of the little ways where they tweak it and they make it smaller, assuming that most people aren't going to look. And most people don't. I wouldn't look.
No.
I give you a lot of credit.
And and you bring up something important, Jack, is that this goes beyond administrations, because what these big businesses know is that the nuance into all this is too difficult for everyone to understand together. So what we do is we get frustrated and we point the finger at the politicians, when I don't like Ron Johnson, but Ron Johnson does not vote on the size of ice cream.
Right.
So my problem is with the corporations making tons of money and firing people, and then saying it's inflation, it's the economy. And then people say, well, why is Google firing all these people? Because they can, and they get more money and tax breaks for meeting certain standards. So, yes, not the administration's fault.
Thank you so much, Jack. Really appreciate you checking in. You can join us as well. Give us a call. Send in a text, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon has ruined.
We've got some comments here. Sherry from Horicon says, Carnation Instant Creamer, the container is the same size, but it's not even 3/4 full. And she adds, and it costs more.
Yeah.
Scott from St. Louis said Gatorade is 28 ounces instead of 32 ounces. Gatorade costs like $3.50 a bottle now.
Which is just flavored water.
Yeah, it's just flavored water. And I don't know why I still buy them. McDonald's flurry sizes, ice cream cartons. I mean, there's examples all over the place on the text messages. We got
From the 323 Girl Scout cookies, noticeably smaller this year.
Yep.
Pat's listening in Green Bay on WGBW. A large shamrock shake at McDonald's this year is smaller than a leprechaun. From the 414, reshrinkflation recipes are being affected. If they called for a particular portion of a product, now the new packages don't include the same amount, and this makes it difficult to make the recipe accurately.
I mean, they're just messing with us, and they know they can.
And they can. And this also goes back to the fact that, 3 to 6 corporations essentially control just about everything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's 8 corporations around the world own everything.
Everything.
Yeah. And
grains to meat production to ice cream production. And like you said, Greg, they do it because they can.
Yeah.
Where are we going to go? What are we going to do?
Yeah. And I don't know if we spoke about it on the show, and we should if we haven't, is that there are ways of mitigating this, and it's just going, when you're going to your grocery, and I know a lot of people do this, when you go to your grocery store, look for the generic labels. You know, every big grocery store has their own version of a thing. It's usually cheaper. It's going to be almost the same quality. In fact, sometimes it's made by the same company.
Right.
And you're saving some money. You might not get as much as in the bottle or the packaging, but that's one way of getting a little bit more bang for your buck, if you will. Or at least, you know, evening it out.
We're talking about shrinkflation. Would love to hear about your experience and when you finally realized, wow, this is much smaller than it used to be. 855-75-CIVIC or 855-752-4842. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. No matter where you're listening to us across the state, if you're listening in Green Bay or Oshkosh or La Crosse on the Eagle or in Amory on WLAK.
Amory.
You can always join the show. Give us a call. Send in a text, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We're talking about shrinkflation. Producer Anya and I met for coffee a couple of weeks ago, and I ordered a ham and Swiss croissant. And honestly, I thought it was a baby croissant. It was adorable.
It was your appetizer.
It was the sweetest little croissant I've ever seen, but it was like appetizer sized.
And there are some coffee shops, name will not be named. I will not eat anymore because their food is so expensive and you get so little. And I understand that sometimes they're saying, well, the ingredients are more expensive and we're using fresh. I get that. But I also can't pay $15 for a wrap.
That's a lot.
That's not going to that I'm going to be hungry in 20 minutes.
But I feel badly. I feel badly for restaurants in particular,
yeah,
because they went through such a tough time during the pandemic.
Absolutely.
And we lost a lot of small businesses because of the pandemic. And they still have to buy their stuff, mm-hmm, from the same companies that are screwing the rest of us,
yeah,
with shrinking the size of everything.
Yeah. And for Scott from St. Louis, no, it was not Starbucks. So, ha, 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 ha.
And let's not forget that companies are making record profits.
Yeah.
They are making record profits. They are rolling in the dough. And the CEOs and the executive officers of these companies, they're doing just fine.
And when they cut employees, when they fire people by the hundreds, if not thousands, they then spin it off as it's a really tough economy. We had to make some hard choices. Don't be fooled by that. One of the companies was Google. Google is worth like $329 billion, I think. Or no, I'm sorry. They made $320. They make so much money. And they're going to sit here and tell us, it's really tough for us this year.
I would believe that. I would believe that if I would see the CEOs and all of the other big execs in these companies take a 50% pay cut.
They'd still be making tens of millions of dollars.
I agree with you, but I would take them more seriously that things are tight and things are tough if they proved it by a personal experience.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I was messing up there, the company made last year $305.63 billion.
Yeah, money's tight, Greg Bach.
Well, they're buying tight. Those croissants. Those croissants are so expensive and so tiny.
Now you have to buy 5 croissants to get the effect of 1 full croissant.
Wow, Google is worth a lot of money. Oh my God. They're worth $1.8 trillion.
Wow. And they're firing people.
God. I've done nothing. What?
And they're firing
people. Yeah, they're firing people because we got to tighten that collective belt. And that collective belt does not include people who will hinder my quarterly bonus.
You got to have a yacht.
Yeah.
All the other guys in your job have a yacht.
I have to have a yacht. And I'm not kidding you. Some of these guys have it. They have yachts, which contain smaller yachts that they use those smaller yachts to get to land.
Yeah. And a helicopter pad and all that stuff, you know.
Oh, God.
But we'll keep paying it because we have to. Unless we're going to, I know a lot more people are, growing their own food.
Yeah.
Especially during the pandemic, and a lot of people were baking, bread baking became the big thing. And whether or not people have sustained that now that we've gotten out of the lockdowns remains to be seen.
There's a part of me that says, you know what, Greg, get into hunting and fishing, but for your own sustainability. I know I won't. I don't have time. Who has time to kill an animal? I don't.
And dress it and process it and all of that.
So they do. They really have us by the scruff of our neck. And there's not nothing, but it's harder than some think. People say, well, just stop doing this. Yeah, I could stop shopping at Amazon tomorrow. But you know what? Christmas comes and I'm busy. And then guess what? 2-day shipping at the holidays? I'm not saying no to that.
And a lot of people will agree with you and do the same thing.
A company who's being sued, which, by the way, Amazon's being sued for breach of contract with Amazon Prime because they said commercial free streaming. And then they said, no, you got to pay more. And now people say, no, we're in a contract with you, you multi-billion dollar company that now owns a major studio. But we still go back.
Well, and do you think that lawsuit's going to go anywhere?
Probably not. They're going to do one of two things. They're going to settle, or they're just going to say, fine. They'll go in there some way and say, all right, now everyone's contract is at the end of the year. We're changing. I don't know. They've got enough lawyers.
The terms. Oh, yeah. They've got enough lawyers
where they can do whatever they want. And frankly, I'm still going to pay for Prime. Sorry, I've turned this into me. I apologize, everyone. I've really made this a me thing. I just get so angry because I'm so frustrated by their actions, and I hate feeling this powerless.
I think everybody does, and I think that's why people are so angry.
Yeah.
You know, it's very disturbing to feel like you have no control, and I think that's why people get so, we all have such short fuses now. I also want to remind folks, and I apologize for not remembering this man's name, but he was the head of a company, and this is within the last year and a half, who, when the stock market was doing well and wages are going up, and he essentially said, we need more unemployment, we need more suffering, so the workforce will be willing to accept less.
He was an Australian CEO.
Thank you.
That man's name is...
And he said this...
Tim Gerner, CEO of and property developer. Yes. Said with a straight face.
We need more suffering. We need more people to struggle so that they're going to accept less and be happy with what they get.
He looks like what Neil Patrick Harris's character on How I Met Your Mother would look like in real life. And I'm not being complimentary right now.
I didn't think you were. All right. We have news on the way. When we return, three headlines and a lie.
Oh, man.
Greg Buck will have to determine which of the headlines are actually accurate and which one I just made up. You can play along at home as well. You can always call in to or shoot a text, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Stay close. This is Matt Nair on air. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Never be the same. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the surgeon of sound, Calvin, coming to you from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha, wherever you're listening across the state, in Green Bay, in Racine, in Oshkosh, in Hayward, wherever you can always join the show, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter.
Ooh.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You can play along at home. I'm always...
You know what? I don't like your joy in this.
I love to hear people's guesses.
You'd love to see me fail.
No, I just like... It's how good can I lie is really what this comes down to.
Based on last week, you're an amazing liar.
We're going to do three headlines and a lie. Greg Buck has to determine which of the following stories is not true. Three of them are true. All right, here we go. Greg Buck, a Southern California man, sued a Las Vegas hotel after being stung by a scorpion in his private parts while staying with his family at a luxury resort. Michael Farchi says it happened December...
Wait, what's his name?
Michael Farchi says it happened December 26th. He and his family were asleep at the Venetian's Palazzo Tower. Michael says he was stung at least three or four times by the scorpion, which was about an inch long. Michael says, quote, I put my eyeglasses in. I was shocked that I have a scorpion over there just hanging on my underwear, he says, unquote. Farshi was treated at a local hospital and did file a report with the hotel staff. He still had to pay for the room.
You know, deep in that contract somewhere where you sign when you get to the hotel, it just says right there in plain English, not responsible for scorpions.
I you're probably right. There's probably a disclaimer in there somewhere.
Including but not limited to.
Right. Scorpions, rattlesnakes, you know, there could be a whole list of things that that aren't covered. All right. Three headlines and a lie. Story number two, Greg All Bach. Right. The Miami Herald is reporting that a team of trackers found a 7-foot-wide pile of pythons.
7-foot-wide
pile of pythons.
Okay.
On public land near Naples, Florida.
All right.
The job of this team is to monitor snakes during breeding seasons and then remove them before these female pythons can lay their eggs. Pythons were introduced by
Monty,
rare animal enthusiasts, and then yeah. they get this as a pet, and then they let them go. So this has become a big problem in Florida. Since 2013, this particular team has captured and removed more than 34,000 pounds of python.
That's a weird
from the region.
It's a weird measurement.
If it's shrinkflation and you want a pound of pythons,
yeah, exactly. I get less pythons than I used to.
It's less. In November of 2023, the second heaviest python ever caught in Florida weighed in at almost 200 pounds.
I could take him.
And the longest python caught last year was 19 feet. All right.
That's some high-grade Florida right there.
That's a lot of Florida, man. Yeah. All right. Three headlines and a lie. Story number three, Greg Bach.
Yeah.
TikTok influencers are united in their concern about the potential ban on their favorite platform.
Okay.
This includes Celine Bradbury of Washington State. She demonstrates how to do a professional pedicure on yourself using local plants and herbs that grow in her area, including mushrooms, wintercress, and eastern hemlock.
Okay.
With over 500,000 followers on the popular app, 35-year-old Celine says she hopes this whole TikTok issue is going to be resolved quickly. Quote, "The plants I use are seasonal and require some planning, and I'm only going to be flexible enough to give myself a pedicure for so long," unquote.
Okay. All right. I was expecting that story to take a dark turn somewhere. Like,
no, she's just...
If they ban TikTok, I won't be able to give pedicures to the local children.
I don't think that's part of it.
All right.
Three headlines and a lie. In 2011, Green Bay, Wisconsin resident Derek Lee Kroll filed to have his name changed because, as he put it in his official petition to the court, quote, "I, without a doubt, hate my name."
What's his name again?
Derek Lee Kroll. I'm not sure what the Derek, what the problem is with the Derek. I don't think that's a terribly bad name.
If you watched Last Week Tonight, last week and this past Sunday, John Oliver made a very good case in why Derek is a terrible name.
Well, within 2 months, he got permission to change his name. Derek became Des Nuts Lee Kroll.
That's not how it's pronounced.
Spelled D-E-Z hyphen N-U-T-S.
That's not how he's pronouncing it.
Wait, I'm not done. All was apparently well until 2017 when he filed another petition to change his name from Des Nuts, D-E-S, D-E-Z rather, hyphen Nuts, to D's Nuts, D-E-E-Z, hyphen N-U-T-S.
That's right.
As for the reason, D's Nuts says it wasn't spelled right the first time around. Your choices today for three headlines and a lie. And again, if you're playing along at home, I would love to hear your guesses at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'll do a little recap.
Just really quick. The reason why I do like playing this game is because you have to read four headlines and brief overviews that if I was reading them to you, at one point you would say, "I'm busy, leave me alone." Because they're ridiculous. These aren't stories you would read. You'd see the headline, be like, idiots, and then move on.
Oh, I would read these stories.
I'd read about these nuts.
Oh, a 7-foot-wide pile of pythons? I am there.
All right. I misjudged you.
Three headlines and a lie. Here's what we've got.
All right.
The Southern California man sues his hotel in Las Vegas after a scorpion stung him in what our friend Emmett Martin from North Carolina would refer to as his brains. He still had to pay for the room.
Yeah.
Miami Herald reporting that a team of trackers found a 7-foot-wide pile of pythons at the end of February. Number three, TikTok influencer Celine Bradbury from Washington State concerned that her how to give yourself a professional pedicure TikToks are at risk because of the TikTok ban that they're proposing. And number four, Green Bay, Wisconsin resident Derek Lee Kroll changes his name to Des Nuts, only to find 6 years later it was spelled wrong the first time around. So now he's been changed to D's.
I was going to say, Nuts. If it's Des, was it short for Desmond Nuts? But,
Which one are you feeling, Greg? Which one
is
the lie?
I feel like the third one is a lie.
The TikTok influencer?
Yeah.
Celine Bradbury?
Yeah.
You are right.
Boom!
Look at that. I'm not as good a liar as I thought.
Yeah, you're not. But that makes you so very sweet to talk to them.
But all the other stories are true.
Yeah.
The guy who got stung by the scorpion, this happened, and he still had to pay for the room, which I think is priceless.
I feel like, for me, the reason why... Okay, so first of all, the three that are true, all very location-based. The third one was, like, she lives somewhere. Mm-hmm. We all live somewhere, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But the three were just... That was so Vegas. A scorpion on the down there parts... Florida and a pile of snakes and a guy just dumb enough to change his name living in Wisconsin. I get that. Those make sense to me. And then also, I feel like the third one lacked the
oomph
that the other three had. And there's one more tell you have, I believe.
Uh-oh.
Is you act like you don't, like when you were reading the third one versus all the other ones, you stopped and you started to squint and act like, what is this one about again? As if you weren't creating and crafting the story the entire time, you liar of lies!
I was acting.
You did a great job.
I was trying to act.
You did a great job. And I have an award here. It's a half-drunk bottle of water.
Thank you. I really appreciate
that. You're welcome.
There is an update on D's Nuts Kroll, by the way. D's Nuts Lee Kroll. The 42-year-old, this is in the Huffington Post, from March 11th of this month.
Okay. All right.
D's Nuts Lee Kroll, 42 years old, arrested March 5th after an incident involving a gun. The police said two others were put into his squad before Kroll was arrested. They were identified as his daughter and her boyfriend. I want you to think about that.
I
want you to think about the fact that a man who changed his name to D's Nuts, Lee Kroll, had the nerve to have children.
I mean, a guy who does who changes his name not once but twice to get to the joke of the century, he is not going to be arguing in front of the Supreme Court. I'm not worried about that. The fact that he... got arrested on gun charges. And he has, of course he has kids.
But you're taking him, it's father-daughter day.
Yeah.
At school.
Is his daughter named Pistachio?
I don't think so.
They
did not identify her because she was not arrested.
I just imagine that the cops getting at him saying, you know, are you Mr. Nuts? Or him saying, that's my name. And like, I don't have time for this, sir. No, seriously, that's my name. I don't have time for this. Check my wallet. And he checks his wallet, and the cop says, all right, now this makes sense. This tracks. I'm surprised this isn't a Florida man, honestly.
He's ours, my friends. Wisconsin man.
We are the south of the north.
Kroll was charged with misdemeanor, disorderly conduct, and use of a dangerous weapon. If convicted, he could get a year in jail. He was released on a $1,000 bond. His next court appearance is April 24th. I also found in this HuffPost article, look what we learned today, my friends. Dictionary.com notes that D's Nuts is an expression, quote, used to deliberately interrupt or divert a conversation, unquote. Dictionary.com claims this is not a literal reference to testicles, but instead a way to disrupt and show disrespect to whatever discussion is currently happening.
For those out there who are listening, Jane has explained this to the 1% of the audience who does not know this, whereas this is a very common...
I would never... if I would hear D's Nuts, I would never think... that I'm saying this to diss you in the middle of a conversation. It sounds like a declarative to
if
me.
If you said that during a conversation, I think I would probably wet my pants laughing so hard.
But you're telling me that this is a common expression.
Yes.
Calvin, is this a common expression?
Well, I don't know if it's really like an expression. It's more like a joke. Like you'll try to get like someone to say like D's what, and then you reply with D's nuts.
And we keep saying.
Okay, so this is really highbrow. Hear me.
It's quite the opposite.
Very, very, very elevated.
Oh my God.
It stems from a meme from years ago that I didn't realize was 13 years ago. I thought it was less than that.
I think it's from a movie too, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, we will research this.
But we did get, Mr. Nuts did get a, he did issue a statement through his lawyer.
Oh, he did.
Saying, I am innocent. They will never get me or my nuts. And this is by his lawyer, Mr. Peanut.
Yeah.
So.
With a monocle.
We're done here.
You can always call or text. Send complaints to Calvin.
Or don't.
Or send complaints to Calvin if you want to complain. 855-75-CIVIC. Or send an email to Jane Says. JaneSays. Jane Says. At civicmedia.us. Stay close. We'll be right back. This is Matt Nair on air. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
His touch was heaven, I remember. But every rose, it has a thorn. Before you know, you'll break your finger.
And welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair and injured Greg Bach. Calvin, coming to you live from the studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. What did you do to yourself?
I hit my hand in the middle of my air drumming on the mic thing. And I've told you before, my name is Chris Bosch.
This is one of the hazards of playing an air musical instrument.
Greg Bach, you very, very good at air drumming.
You can hit random things.
Yeah.
That's unintentionally.
It's the life you lead. The danger therein.
Living life on the edge. You can always join us, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you're watching on the live stream, leave a comment on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We have news coming up in just a little bit, followed by Todd Alba and the Todd Alba Show from noon until 2, and then Maggie Dawn takes over from 2 to 4 p.m. Wanted to close things out with a little live update. Peter Navarro, former Trump administration official, former advisor, rather, to Donald Trump, has been sentenced to prison, and he was holding a little press conference before he turned himself in, which everyone does before they go to prison, I guess. And Fox News even cut away from it. So that's got a sting. He's getting 4 months. He's getting 4 months behind bars after refusing to cooperate with the January 6th committee. And if this were you or me or Calvin, or anybody, the same thing would happen to us.
When are we going to throw some congressmen in jail too? Because they're also, they've also
refused subpoenas.
That's I can't find the words. It makes me so mad that it just happens and it just gets to happen and we have to just deal with it and move on. There are people who should be, if not fined, in jail, who are doing, as you said, the same thing. If we did it,
we certainly
arrested immediately.
Oh, yeah. We certainly wouldn't have been walking around for all of these years after this happened. Navarro says, quote, this is not about me One of the big stories is about what an really unprecedented assault on the constitutional separation of powers and the doctrine of executive privilege as a critical tool dating back to George Washington's effective presidential decision making. So again, they want to make everything, every possible communication with Donald Trump was executive privilege. And so therefore, no, you know, nothing can ever happen. And they're also still arguing that Donald Trump has complete immunity for anything and everything he did while in office, which if you follow that logic through, then President Biden has that same complete and total immunity.
So does Obama.
Navarro said, quote, when I walk into that prison today, the justice system as it is will have done a crippling blow to the constitutional separation of powers and executive privilege. The second and related story has to do with the emergence of lawfare and the partisan weaponization of our justice system.
Nothing like an idiot with a big vocabulary who knows, you know, some basic things about the Constitution just gets to sputter up. I mean, that's probably why Fox
cut away.
Like, oh my God, this guy sounds like an idiot. You're going to jail for 4 months, of which you'll serve two. Then you'll write a book on the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And
what's to say he won't be, if Donald Trump is reelected, what's to say he won't get another position within the Trump administration?
And pardoned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't forget that. That's the whole package deal now. You go to jail for him. It's like the mob. You go there and you don't talk. You get,
Paul Manafort is a perfect example.
Yeah.
Paul Manafort is now back on the Trump train. He's going to be helping organize the convention.
Steve Bannon.
In Milwaukee. Yeah. Steve Bannon, who ripped off Donald Trump's own followers to the tune of millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. So he could buy a yacht and go on trips. Fleecing your own guy's supporters, and yet they're all being welcomed back into the fold. I would find that concerning.
My only concern is why did we spend time being good people? We could be in yachts and have a lot of money. All I have to do is talk like a moron and support a traitor. I could have so much money, Jane.
If you play it right, though.
You play it right.
It's interesting that Navarro is kind of being sent as a sacrificial lamb. Who else in that administration has really been held accountable for anything?
The only one was the general, but he was also pardoned.
Michael Flynn?
He was pardoned out of prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trump pardoned him.
Yeah.
So Navarro, well, and then there's Weisselberg, who is Trump's business manager for the Trump organization. Yeah. He is still spending some time behind bars.
Yeah. And Trump will never pardon him.
No.
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 You let this happen to my company.
But he took the fall. Isn't that what a good follower does? You take the fall for the big boss.
Ugh.
And then you get welcomed back into the fold.
Disgusting.
Well, we'll see what happens, but...
And this is the person people want to vote for.
4 months behind hot bars for Peter Navarro, former Trump advisor. That sentence begins today. As you said, Greg, we'll see whether or not he really spends all 4 months.
Do you think it's going to be two? 2 months.
And in case anyone was very concerned about this yesterday, Richard Simmons is still alive. Even though he posted yesterday... There's something important you must do. Tell your loved ones you love them. If you have time, listen to his song. He said, I am dying. And then people are freaking out and reporters are calling him after he basically posted, I'm dying. And he said, no, I was just talking about how important it is to live every day to the fullest.
I'm dying in the Eastern philosophy way. We're all dying at every point. Hey, Calvin, really quick, resident young person, do you know who Richard Simmons is?
I would say maybe.
The name sounds familiar, but okay. I can't put it to what he does.
He was an exercise guy.
Yep.
He was a very popular exercise guy.
Just Google Deal-A-Meal.
Deal-A-Meal was big.
Yeah, it was huge. Yeah. It was the first weight loss game to use playing cards.
Stay with us. News is coming your way next, again, followed by Todd Alba and then Maggie Dawn across the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you, Calvin. Good to have you back. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, everyone who called and texted. And thank you most of all for listening. It means everything. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Stay close. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.